A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Today, I want to talk to you about the hypocrisy of this democracy. You may have been minding your business and drinking your water, as people like to say. That girl Erica, she says that on Instagram. Let me give her credit. But if you have not been doing that, and perhaps you're living under a rock, perhaps you just had so much going on that you're like, I can't take another second of watching the news because it's just horrible every time. Something you may have missed is 47's pardon of the Chrisleys, reality show stars. Todd, and I'm blanking on the mother's name, but the Chrisley family, they went to jail. They were found guilty in Atlanta, and they did everything to evade arrest. They even moved to Nashville so they could finish filming their filming their show while they were on trial, before they were on trial, and during and when they were on trial. But they basically defrauded banks. Area banks, they basically would go around and falsify documentation and get loans, and to the tune of $36 million. So this is not like a little sum of money. It's not $3,000, which they lock people up for. You know, they put people in jail in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, by the way. They put people in jail in Atlanta for writing bad checks. They still do that in 2025. You know, $3 check, you might go to jail. You know, something happens between you closing the house and you moving into the house, and for whatever reason, bank account doesn't have any money in it, whatever. I've heard all kinds of things from people. I've known, you know, these things. So when you hear $36 million, that's not a small sum of money. It's a huge sum of money. And then in addition to that, they defrauded the IRS, i.e. did not pay taxes, of $500,000. All right. So part of being a citizen of the United States, and why I don't complain about paying taxes, even though I do think they are high, especially my property taxes, if anybody's listening, is because that's a requirement of citizenship. You have to pay taxes. So sometimes you have fines if you don't pay, if you pay late, all the things can happen. You might have an accountant, which was my situation, who I thought was filing taxes and did not 1 year because he was having a moment or something. And then you get that letter in the mail like, hey, we notice you pay your taxes every year, but we don't have this. Is there a problem? You know, things of that nature. So taxes are important. Accountant's gone, by the way, but I'm still here. So I still pay taxes and I will pay them until I go into the ground, I'm sure. But the point is, when you defraud people of $500,000 in taxes, the government, what that does is it falls on other people. And it falls on people who actually do pay their taxes. It is very hard to get a bank loan if you are not part of the establishment. I'll say that. It is very hard to have a bankruptcy and to get bank loans, which is why everybody is perplexed. Why 47, who's had, I think, 7 bankruptcies at this point and bankrupted a casino even, which I don't even know how you do that, but can continue to get these loans and get this money and all this stuff, you know, over all these years. We know all the intersectionality. We know how, you know, who you are matters more than what you do and have done in order to get loans from banks. It's just very hard to do in general, especially if you do not have collateral or a ton of money to put up. And so what the Chrisleys did, because, you know, they're obviously faking the funk, and they are, you know, they call themselves devout Christians. You know, so that's the other thing that is interesting about this hypocrisy and this democracy, how these devout Christians are engaging in non-Christ-like behavior, and, you know, damning you to hell while they're busy stealing, which is, you know, one of the Ten Commandments. You're not supposed to steal. But that's just basic stuff. The point is that they have been pardoned. He also pardoned a sheriff in my home state, Virginia, who had taken $75,000 in bribes to either look the other way, to get rid of evidence, to do things like that. So when we think about our criminal justice system and we think about who's in our employ and we think about all of the folks that go to jail over little things, frivolous things, And then people who are over prosecuted. So 47 is saying that he thinks that these people were over prosecuted. Well, we know that 47 has an axe to grind with it, Georgia anyway, because he had the greatest chance of going to jail had they not made up, you know, this case against Fonnie Willis. He would probably be in jail based on the evidence that they had, which is also a recording of him asking for the Secretary of State at the time to find some votes for him so that he could win Georgia. All right. So it's a recording of that. So he has an axe to grind against Atlanta anyway. So of course he would pardon these two reality stars who have thumbed their noses at not only the justice system, but also just all the systems that are in place. You know, whether it is lying to numerous banks, falsifying documentation in order to get loans, allegedly, or not paying their taxes to the tune of $500,000. And this is all while being on television, all while, you know, purchasing multi-million dollar homes, doing all of these things. So it's all very well documented. You don't actually have to have been seeing it or living it, I would say, to see it. So what I think you need to know today is that life is not fair. And if you have the expectation of fairness, I would say it's also a privilege. The idea that you can even think that life is fair, like you can be in business for, you know, a decade for yourself and you cannot get a bank loan to save your life. You cannot procure a bank loan. You've never had a bankruptcy. You pay all your bills on time. You have money in the bank. You have a steady stream of customers. You can show all of this data because you have to collect this data to do the application of, you know, all of your on-time payments, all of the income that you've had, which you pay out, all of the things, and you need this money to scale. This is work I used to do. And almost every single time, it was a no. Yet and still, you have people who defraud other people. They defraud banks. They defraud the IRS, government entities. And I promise you, those Chrisleys are going to come out and land on their feet. Promise you, somebody's going to be giving them $10 million to do whatever the hell they want to do with it, despite their colorful past. You know, this is what I think will happen because this is how it works in the United States, right? Those who can buy their way out of things, right? You know, the people who are aligned with people who are used to buying their way out of things. When you have money and you come from money, you have more resources. People are willing to take a chance on you. You have co-signers, right? You have people who can say, okay, if Tony doesn't pay this loan back, I can pay it. And you have a great payment history. So then they'll let you go with it. So I need you to know that not only is life not fair to many, it is for sale to many as well. And so unfortunately for the bulk of us, and that's the majority of us, I mean, even the white folks who don't have money, which we don't ever talk about in this country. And then the one person who stood the chance to, who actually wrote a book about it and had a great opportunity to educate and help bring those folks into the fore, has now aligned himself with a megalomaniac billionaire, Trump. And I don't think he's a billionaire, but you know, as vice president, right? But even white people who don't have money, and they are the majority in this country of the impoverished, based on numbers alone. This is raw data. This is not this is not proportion. This is raw numbers. You have the opportunity to help them get out of poverty, like the rest of us. To help those who have their own businesses to get out of poverty, like the rest of us. You defund the SBA, you defund this agency, you defund that agency, and then you turn around and free people who are criminals and have defrauded these institutions that we rely on in order to build businesses that do in fact help the economy. All right. So your president keeps telling you he's worried in economy. Oh, the tariffs are going to hurt a little bit. If you've been to the grocery store, you see what the tariffs are doing. you've been to the grocery store, you see how much more your groceries are. I'm talking about $3 differences. Now, $3 times 10, that's $30. That's an extra bill, right? But what I need you to know is that while people are holding your feet to the fire and making sure that you do everything correct and having no empathy for you and giving you little grace for like small things, you know, I think about people who steal stuff out of the grocery store because they are hungry. They're not stealing groceries and selling them somewhere else. Stealing groceries and eating them because they are starving. And then you're letting somebody out who's stealing money to the tune of $36 million from banks. Right. But, you know, if somebody went in and robbed that bank of $3,600, they'd be in jail for 25 years. Right. But you get to go and do this white collar crime and you get to go and serve a little time because they only got sentenced in 2022. And now you're coming out. And then they have the audacity to pretend that they were persecuted. We were this overzealous prosecution. How can it be overzealous? It was $36 million. Proven $36 million. It's all numbers. It's data. It's traceable. You did it. $500,000 in taxes. It's traceable. You all know. I got a bill the other day for like a dollar something. There was like a dollar something, the difference between when I paid the bill and when they did the taxes, the interest and what I owed. They can follow that stuff to the T. And you better pay that $1.37 because trust and believe something else is coming after it. All right. So I need you to know life isn't fair. There are separate rules for different people in society. Those who have money and are aligned with people who have money, and I will also say are morally bankrupt, even though they call themselves devout Christians, seem to win a lot in society and seem to get the most help and grace and empathy. But it is disgusting to see that people who are de facto criminals are acting like their case is similar to someone who is in jail for 30 years over a half an ounce of weed. You're pretending that you're over-prosecuted when you in fact defrauded banks and the IRS. That is disgusting. It is not the same thing. You were not over prosecuted. You are getting hooked up by 47, who's been prosecuted but never served any time and will not serve any time. And we all know that if any of us did any of those things, we would be under the jail. Under the jail. Not in it, not behind it, not next to it, under the jail. So you're just seeing society play out in real life. Right? Those who have, help those who have. Those who have not, got to get it themselves. All right. So thank you for tuning in today. Make sure you tune in next week so you can hear from me again. Definitely make sure you check out a Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning podcast by Tony and Chris, because they always have wonderful things to say. They have great guests and wonderful topics. And make sure that you understand that there is a double standard. The price that you will have to pay for something much less than what these folks have done, it will be much greater. So don't do it. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.